How in Plamora did you get up here? And how did you see me?
I didn't. I thought I heard breathing. Then I caught your scent.
Darian frowned. He sniffed under his arm.
I just bathed a week ago.
I'm taking the Eye of Thuria back.
The what?
I feel no antagonism toward you.
That's only because you don't know me.
But I will cut you and your fellow guards down if you try to stop me from taking the pearl.
I'm no guard. I'm a thief like you.
I'm no thief.
Right. You're just going to borrow the pearl, like a library book.
It belongs in the Temple of Thuria. It belongs to the people of Lantandis.
Darian's features scrunched up.
The Temple of the People of what?
The Andari's body stiffened, and he went into a slight crouch. Darian stepped back and took the on-guard position, but the Andari's neck was craned up toward the skylight. Darian looked up. The pillar of light dimmed for a moment. Then a tremendous crash brought a shower of glass from above. A figure cloaked and cowled in black landed amid the rain of crystal and crouched like an animal. Its fingers ended in claws, though Darian could not tell if he were seeing gloves or some strange, dark, gnarled skin. The Andari ran forward and raised his sword. The black thing shot through the air in a blur and struck with the speed of a cobra, backhanding the Andari before his sword finished its downward arc. The Andari's sword flew from his grasp, and he tumbled across the floor to crash into a wooden chest. Darian sprang forward, covering the distance in three leaps, and lunged at the thing's back with his rapier. It spun and batted the rapier aside at the last moment, and then lashed out with its other claw. Darian dodged and felt the wind of the blow as the claw tore out a few strands of his hair.
Ah!
He rolled over and sprang to his feet, ha! Dagger in hand. He drew his arm back to hurl. The thing crouched lower than a normal man could, with its knees almost over its head. Then it sprang upward like a frog and shot straight through the open skylight 20 feet above. Darian gaped. Then he cursed when he saw the broken, empty case. The pearl was gone. The Andari was back on his feet, with his long sword in hand.
Friend of yours?